Good morning. This is Colorado Public Radio. Last spring, we chronicled the final months of the school year at Trevista, a kindergarten through eighth grade school in northwest Denver. The school had been struggling for years and was finally ordered by the state and the district to turn around. That means with an infusion of federal funds, virtually all new teachers and a new principal, the school must now show rapid academic gains. Today's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine brings us the first in a series of reports on the new Trevista.
Monique Henderson calls out to her 8-year-old son, Rayshawn.
Rayshawn, come here.
She tells him to put his shoes on.
If you're out in the grass and stuff, because those are brand new socks.
Rayshawn, exuberant, in socks, is whooping it up. It's Trevista's welcome back party, after all, ushering in a new school year at a new Trevista. It's a welcome back for Rayshawn, too. He attended Trevista as a kindergartner, but he was bullied, and his mom says it distracted him. She switched her kids into another school, but Rayshawn got kicked out.
They always be mean to me and talk about my mom, and I don't like it, and I keep on hitting people, and I spray the principal with cleaning spray. So I got kicked out.
So the third grader is back at Trevista. He says he's forgotten his math, but his mom has high hopes for this year.
That they just received the education that they need, and I'm pretty sure they will with the turnaround.
The call for the turnaround came last fall. Trevista was at the bottom in terms of performance. Only about a quarter of Trevista's students were reading or doing math at grade level. In middle school, in writing and math, only 14%. By the end of the year, the school did see scores jump 9% for middle schoolers. But the progress was too late. Most of the teachers were replaced. Only one classroom teacher from last year decided to stay.
I think that should be the way we speak to each other and to our students as well.
And now, with this new team, the stakes are high. The challenge is immense. Teachers began preparing in July. It's the usual things, how to bring these kids up academically. But teachers also walked the neighborhoods, which include Denver's largest housing project, getting to know families. They had a 3-day retreat where they tackled hard issues. Teacher Julie Danny says sometimes it was uncomfortable.
Talking about racism and talking about some things that are uncomfortable and things that we might encounter here.
Like the culture gap between students and teachers and kids who may feel ostracized. That difficult work, she thinks, was essential.
And I don't think we'd be able to work together effectively without that base of community that we already built.
What we're going to put up and refer to throughout the year.
From there, teachers decided on the most important values that should be reflected in everything they do.
And by overwhelming majority, was students first. That shows where our priorities are.
Putting the students first, making the school joyful, connecting to the community, and teaching and showing students respect. And they talked a lot about how to make those values part of everyday life at the school.
Right? Like, if we don't want our students to blow up on us and lose it with us, right? Like, then they need to have a voice, feel valued, right? And be able to talk to us about things respectfully, and then we have to do the same thing back. If we don't.
One of the school's three assistant principals, Cal Raw, leads a workshop on what those values will look like in action for parents and kids. Things like addressing parents with Mr. and Mrs., showing kids how respectful language can serve them better in the bigger world, like in the classroom or in the workplace, and telling parents the good things about their children, not just the bad. But at the same time, this teacher says, no sugarcoating.
They might not have been given honest information about reading levels or math levels, and those conversations are going to be hard. But when we talk about goal setting and where we want our kids to be, we have to be honest with them.
Being honest and transparent with kids started in the form of a letter teacher Christina Rodriguez wrote to her 5th and 6th graders, even before she got the class roster. She'll show the letter to them later in the school year. It was a list of promises.
I promise to provide you with an environment that is safe, welcoming, warm, and is the best place for you to learn.
Rodriguez knows it will be hard work. In the letter, she tells her students they won't like her all the time, but that's okay. She wants them to know
that I'm going to be here for the long haul. You know, I'm committed to them.
The past few years, Trevista has had a tough time with student behavior, especially with middle schoolers. Rodriguez expects to be challenged, but knows that's typically just a cry out for respect for kids like this one to know their voice matters.
My name is Eric, and I'm 11.
Eric Romero got pretty good grades last year, 3s out of 4s. But his mom, Nicole, was getting calls weekly, that he wasn't listening, that he was tuning out. His mom's take on it?
He's getting in trouble because you're boring him to death.
Her daughter is a bookworm who likes to read and write. But Eric?
Since first grade, is so articulate, so hands-on. He knows what he's doing, but he's so bored in the classroom. There wasn't enough activity for him. There wasn't enough, you know, art, no music. They weren't reaching him as I knew they could.
Romero talked to the teachers, talked to the principal, but she says nothing changed. Here's Eric.
None of the teachers really asked me, like, what's going on? Is there anything wrong with you? Or just stuff that I needed to be asked.
When Romero heard about the school turnaround, her reaction?
Yes, 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 you know, yes.
Finally, she thought, someone had noticed that something wasn't right. She has a goal this year.
I'm hoping to see growth in my oldest and him not be left out, not feel like he's the burden.
And Eric isn't daunted. He says he wants to run for student council.
I want to make lunch menus. I want to put bottles of water in the lunchrooms instead of just chocolate milk and white milk. I want better staff to be more on alert instead of just hang back and not watch anything.
Seventh grader Jesus also has high hopes. After a lot of hard work, last year he was finally reading at grade level. He wants to build on that progress this year without the distractions he's had.
I always get bullied like every day, and people call me fat ass, and it makes my feelings like my heart breaking.
We'll check in on Rayshawn, Eric, Jesus, and other students throughout the year. We'll also follow progress in the classroom, how teachers are dealing with the challenges, what the principal's doing to maintain those high expectations and adjust when necessary, and parents who want the tumult at Trevista to stop. Nicole Romero.
I want to love Trevista. It's our school, you know, it's our community. This is us. Let's get together and let's build this up. Let's make our kids who are in the shadow grow. We're giants, you know, let's show them.
Jenny Brundine, Colorado Public Radio News.